6:06 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row. A great program today at 7:15. Congressman Diana Harshbarger from the 1st District will be our guest on the Newsmaker line. At 7:30, Jenny Beth Martin, founder of the Tea Party Patriots, will be our guest. But right now, we are delighted and privileged to have in studio with us our good friend, all-star panelist, and recovering journalist. I'm not going to say man about town. I say that every now and then, and you laugh, and you make sure. Man about town only during the day. You don't go out.
It just makes it sound like I'm, you know.
Fred Astaire, out on the town.
Yeah, like I'm out in.
At the club.
Swanky bars, swilling cocktails at all hours.
It's a compliment to talk about a man of influence.
Okay.
You like that?
That's
Clint Brewer.
Great. That's perfect.
Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, Mike.
So we've got a lot of interesting things to talk about this morning. I first want to talk about in our first segment about all of the back and forth about whether or not Metro Council is going to invite the Republican National Convention to come to Nashville in 2024. And then at 6:15, I want to talk about this. The Tennessee Supreme Court, there's a retention election for one of the justices. I might even tell you how I intend to vote on that
one.
Oh,
boy.
I've not done that.
Breaking news.
Ever. Yeah. But then there's more on that. It has to do with the duties of the Supreme Court. And I think a flaw in the Tennessee Constitution having to do with how the Attorney General is selected here. But we'll save that for the 6:15 segment right now. Okay, so apparently the Republican National Convention has narrowed it down to two possibilities, Milwaukee and Nashville. And the buzz is they want Nashville. Who wouldn't, right? Yet the Metro Council, an effort by Councilman Robert Swope to get the administrative process going to get that invite out, has been stymied by the many members of the Metro Council who don't want the Republicans to come here to Nashville. They've been talking about security issues, et cetera, which, of course, there are some. What do you think is going to happen? Will the Republican National Convention be invited by Metro Nashville to host its convention here in 2024?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, the sponsor, Councilman Swope, my understanding from the news coverage, withdrew the measure.
I think he withdrew it because he thought it would not pass.
It was going to fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, certainly Governor Bill Lee's administration has been pushing hard for this. No insult to Milwaukee, but I mean, if you say the choices are Milwaukee and Nashville,
it's pretty obvious.
What you're really kind of saying is we want to be in Nashville, right?
Of course.
So,
I've been to Milwaukee. It's a nice city.
It's a very nice city,
but it's not Nashville.
It's not Nashville, and you know, geographically, it's more centrally located. It's Nashville from a destination standpoint has the hot hand right now, and I mean, I think we're at a – I don't think this is so much about the Republican National Convention. I mean, it is. We're at a time right now where it just seems like whenever we can't get partisan politics ratcheted up any higher in this country, it just takes another step up with the tension. Supreme Court, the Roe v. Wade ruling certainly has gotten people upset. I think this string of mass shootings has people upset, obviously, for obvious reasons. I don't know that you can, I don't know that Nashville as a city, and I'm going to take this off the Metro Council for right now. Look, we're talking about pursuing a Super Bowl here.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, I'm not sure there's a bigger event in America.
Than a Super Bowl. Which would have Huge security problems.
We just ended a 10-year process to pursue World Cup games, and there's no bigger event on the planet than a World Cup.
We failed in that attempt.
But that would have been a big security issue.
We
were still chasing it. So I think Nashville has to decide what it's willing to do and not do. I mean, let's say we had a convention here for either political party, and there was unrest, there was violence in the streets, there were protests. I think that comes with most political parties, conventions.
Here's the deal: what you have to do on that is you have to have overwhelming force, and that's expensive. And so the reality is, I think we Nashville could be a very successful
host. There's an investment,
host,
yeah, I think
but
so.
You have to have a huge investment, and you have to have overwhelming force.
Well, and I think the Metro Council has to have a voice in that. I mean,
exactly.
They're the funding body. I think it's an appropriate conversation to be
or
having.
Or the state, if you want to do it, would step in. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that in later in the 6 o'clock hour. When we come back, a retention election for Supreme Court Justice. I think I might tell you how I'm going to vote in that.
Okay.
All right. Back after this.